Our last Valentine of the program is a piece written by Ellen Tafe Svillick to her husband, the late violinist Joseph Svillick. Ellen Svillick, born in 1939, was the first woman to win the Pulitzer Prize in music. As a child, she studied piano, trumpet, and violin. For a number of years, she was an active violinist in the New York freelance scene, and she was a member of the American Symphony Orchestra during the musical directorship of Leopold Stokowski and beyond. By the way, she was in the section during the time Robert Roudier, whom we heard earlier, was concertmaster. We're going to hear the sonata in three movements for violin and piano, which Svillick composed in 1973 and 74 for her husband, Joseph Svillick, to play on a recital tour of Europe. "I wanted to use the kind of things I most love about the violin," she has written, "the kind of sonorities you can get out of this wonderful instrument of wood. I was very conscious of the process of incorporating the sonorities that I know work on the instrument into the choice of harmonies. I didn't want to write a neoclassical or a neo-romantic piece, but a music in my own language that would incorporate a concept of sonority characteristic of the classical period and a concept of style you would find most clearly in romantic music. I wanted all that to be in there. This composition grew out of my feelings for Joseph, as well as from my particular fondness for the wonderfully dramatic and expressive powers of the violin. I wrote this for him, felt that it was his piece. I loved his sense of timing, of proportion, the way he could shape a melodic line." Well, that's indeed a Valentine. This is a fine piece to my ear, expertly crafted and dramatic. But Ellen Svillick has said that after the death of her husband, her writing changed profoundly. She wanted to tap the expressive powers of music in a way that would be more accessible to the listener. If you've heard some of the many works of hers I've played on this program in the past, you'll see that this sonata, written earlier, does have a more abstract quality than those. In this performance, Joseph Svillick is the violinist and James Gemmell the pianist. Thank you.